The simplest way to not let family, friends, or clients' issues linger with you and drain you. For God's sakes, do us empaths, sensitives, intuitives, healers, life coaches ever need help with this sometimes? It's what I keep it's a reoccurring theme with what I'm finding with my clients that they need assistance with. Have you ever wondered why, after you talk to someone, it could be anyone, a friend, a client, or family member, that you keep thinking about them and their stuff? Say it kind of ruminates with you. As sensitives, intuitives, this is not uncommon. It happens to most of us empaths quite frequently, actually. I'm sure you've heard about cutting cords, energetic and spiritual and mental, and the importance of that. I know you've learned that before. Have you found that beneficial? Some of my clients say they do cut cords, yet I can still see energetically, intuitively, some cords going into their chakras when I'm channeling their messages they've requested me to do while they lay under the John of God crystal lights. Why is this? I'm not sure when they cut the cords themselves that it works fully. There can still be a root system in there when they do it themselves, or the cord wasn't fully cut from both sides going to and from that person, and it reattaches the second either person ever thinks about each other. Say even for a split second, it can reattach if that cord has not been removed properly. So what's my solution that I have seen that does in fact work? Calling on Archangel Michael to do it for you. Simple as that. I mean, completely do it for you all the way, including removing the root system as well and cutting the cord at both ends between both people. This way, that cord is not dangling out there waiting to reattach in a split second thought. When you get really good at this, asking Archangel Michael to do this for you with a simple prayer I'm going to give you in a moment, you'll feel if that cord is or isn't there. I can. When there is no cord, my body doesn't move at all. When there is a cord, my body or my head literally jerks a little bit. It kind of goes side to side in tiny movements as this cord is cut and the root system removed. You might find other signs of cords. You might see, feel, sense, or hear that there's a cord there. It's important to cut cords with everyone on all levels, mental, emotional, spiritual, all levels of yourself across all time and space and all reality. If we don't cut cords, we can get drained by others and any entities or lower level stuff they have in their energy field. It does exist. It is floating around everywhere and sometimes it attaches to people. If you have cords running from them to you, that could bleed into your energy field. So one way to protect yourself from that is to cut cords. This is so very important to do whether you talk to someone on the phone or in person for any length of time. Picture a bucket with a tube in it going to another bucket. We don't want a cord going to their bucket after we speak to them. Sometimes I even do it while I'm talking to someone if I feel their stuff entering me. What if their bucket has a bunch of sludge in it? What if it's toxic looking and you can feel the heaviness of sludge? That's not going to help them to empty all that sludge for them in out of their bucket into yours. Their bucket is just going to fill back up with sludge again, with whatever they're drawing in. That's not really bringing them to a higher level. If we take their sludge from them and suck it through the tube into our bucket, they may not be able to figure out how to empty that murky stuff themselves. They will not learn how to connect to Source for their greatest support, love, and abundance. Even with everyone you encounter for any length of time, you can cut cords, and you can also pray that God send a lot of angels to help that person if you sense they need added support energetically. Lots of angels will come because if someone prays for angels, then the angels can arrive. Because a lot of times, unless we request angels, they can't intervene without permission. In our evolution as empathic humans, we are learning to ask the angels and guides to help support the person with added spiritual, emotional, and mental support, however that shows up for them, instead of us staying corded to them energetically and letting ourselves be drained of vital life force energy or taking on their sludge. This is where our evolution is going into the 5D, the golden age era of Earth. We are going to cut cords now. Close your eyes if you'd like. Take a deep breath, filling your body with the most beautiful color you can imagine. Breathe this in through your crown chakra, all the way down to your feet and into the earth, anchoring firmly into Mother Earth. Scan your energy field from head to toe. See, feel, or hear if you have any cords going into you or any of your chakras. If you do, notice what they feel like. How do you sense them? Where are they? What else do you notice about them? Now repeat after me to invite Archangel Michael in to cut cords for you. Archangel Michael, will you please cut all cords I have going into me from anyone else? And going from me to them. And pull out the root system on all levels for both of us. Across all time and space, in all realities, all dimensions, and all timelines. Feel, sense, see, or hear him doing this now. Feel all sensations in your body. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Archangel Michael, for cutting cords for me and removing the root system. I am so grateful. Now scan your body again from head to toe. How does it feel? What do you notice? After you cut cords like this, you can also ground your energy into Mother Earth again. So picture out of your root chakra or your feet growing roots down into Mother Earth and touching her core and anchoring into the core of Mother Earth fully. Very good. You just learned a very simple way to not let family, friends, or client issues linger with you and drain you. You are right on track, my friend. Congratulations. You did wonderful. I'd love to hear your insights. Head on over to the blog if you're not already there and leave a comment. Your intuition, your experience, your techniques just might help someone else. If you've enjoyed this audio or this blog post, share it with your friends. If you want even more great resources of how to empower your empathic abilities or to feel clear or receive messages with your guides and angels, sign up for email updates to receive insights from me. I only share on email. Keep clearing, releasing, and receiving messages because the people you are meant to touch need that unique gift only you have. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time for Tuesday Q&A Empowerment Audios and Videos.